was an article printed on a website, I assume a newspaper as well, a little while ago, that started as follows. Those temporarily or permanently homebound often miss the opportunity to daven in the company of a minyan, and therefore aren't able to fulfill the mitzvah of tefillah b'tzibur. And the way the article suggests to resolve the problem, there was someone in Teaneck that came up with a brilliant idea. He said, we'll take one of the security cameras in the shul, we'll mic up the security camera, and we'll make it go online where a person can log into the shul and see what's going on in the shul, and then you'll be able to participate in the minyan for Nebuch. Someone who's homebound, someone who's unable to get to shul, will be able to participate in the minyan in this way. So the article goes on to say that a person who's a long-distance traveler also could benefit from an internet minyan of this kind. Let's say you're traveling somewhere in the middle of nowhere and you don't have a minyan available to you. He says that a lot of times, even when there's a Chabad in town, often the Chabad doesn't get a minyan to daven at, so you would be able to log on the internet and you'd be able to participate in such a minyan. The article goes on to say, Rabbi Moshe Tendler at Yeshiva University encouraged him to bring the issue to Rabbi Herschel Schechter to iron out the details of what was allowed and what was not. And it goes on to say that Rabbi Schechter gave them the details of what they could do and what they can't do based on an internet minyan. And it says, people listening in on the internet minyan cannot say Kaddish on their own, nor can they lead the davening, but they can answer Kedusha, Kaddish, Amen, they could listen to Kriyas HaTorah. The bottom line is, and this is a quote from Rabbi Przanski, the rabbi of the shul, the bottom line is that one would not count for a minyan or say Kaddish when not a physical part of the minyan, but one who is forced to be homebound because of illness or injury can answer Amen to Brachos, hear the Torah read on weekdays, and join with the Tzibur in prayer. It is only for those who cannot daven in public, not for those who can and are lazy, said CBY's Rabbi Stephen Przanski. Okay, so that was the Eitzah that they had, and the idea was to try to have one in every time zone so that no matter where you are, if you're in Hawaii, you can log on, and if you're in, no matter where you are, you should have one in the time zone that you're in, and you'll be able to participate in the minyan. So the question is this okay? Is this a form of tefillah b'tzibur? Is a person, yes, can you really answer Kedusha when you're not there and the minyan is elsewhere? If you're not even in the same city? So in the original set of rules I got a hold of that Rav Schechter had sent them, he had said the following rules. Number one, he had said that if you have 10 people in the same rule, in the same room, in a shul, even if the individual person davening at home simultaneously is not in a room with 10 people, that's still considered to be tefillah b'tzibur. Where did he get this idea that that's considered to be tefillah b'tzibur, even if you're not in a room with 10 people? So what he compared it to is similar to if you have, let's say you have a minyan that doesn't fit in the room that you're davening in. Let's say you have a small Beis Medrash, and everyone packs into the Beis Medrash, and there's an overflow crowd in a side room. So is that overflow crowd that hears the minyan going on in the main room, is that overflow crowd yotze the mitzvah of tefillah b'tzibur? Does that count as tefillah b'tzibur for them? So Rav Schechter writes in Mipnine HaRav, on page 46 in Mipnine HaRav, that a lot of times when this would happen in a mincha minyan that Rav Soloveitchik would daven at, and they asked Rav Soloveitchik if those people who daven in the hallway near the Beis Medrash are yotze tefillah b'tzibur, because we know the halacha is that you're certainly not mitztarif to a minyan that way. That's when my father-in-law was sitting in Shiva, I asked Rav Schechter, what do people need to be careful about in a Shiva house that people aren't careful enough about? He said, the one thing that a lot of people don't know is that if you have, a lot of times in a Shiva house, they don't have enough room for 10 people to be in one room. So you'll have like 8 people in one room and 5 or 6 people in the other room. They're not mitztarif to a minyan then. You need 10 people in a single room to be mitztarif to a minyan. So in terms of counting toward a minyan, the people in the hallway definitely don't count toward a minyan. That's a Gemara in Erev and Daf Tzadi Beis. Now, in terms of answering Kaddish and Kedusha, so that Tosos points out over there in Maseches Erevin, that even Mechitza Shel Barzel Eina Mafsekes. For Kaddish and Kedusha, if you hear the minyan going on in the room, you can, and you're in the hallway, you could definitely answer Kaddish or Kedusha. So the question is, what about Tefillah B'tzibur? Are you Yotzei Tefillah B'tzibur? That's what they asked Rav Soloveitchik, and it says that Rav Soloveitchik thought for a few moments and said, yes, he believes you are Yotzei Tefillah B'tzibur. Rav Schechter writes, V'cheinu Baruch HaShulchan L'Archaim Simnun Hei Sivchav Gimel, the Aruch HaShulchan holds this way as well. So if you're in a hallway and there's a minyan going on in the main room and there's a full minyan of people in that room, you can be Yotzei Tefillah B'Tzibur by davening along with them. So Rav Shechter originally said that the same would be over here. When you're at home, it's Ki'ilu, you're in the hallway, and you're therefore Yotzei Tefillah B'Tzibur on some level. He then went on to tell them that as long as he knows which bracha is being recited right at that moment, he's allowed to answer to those brachos. Since it's a live telecast, he knows exactly what's being said, so he can answer amen to each of those brachos. Where does that come from? So that comes from a Gemara in Sukkah, Mishnah in Sukkah, and Daf Nun Aleph Amid Beis. The Mishnah in Sukkah tells us about the big shul in Alexandria Shel Mitzrayim, where there were so many people, there was Kiflayim Kiyotze Mitzrayim, double the amount of people that left Mitzrayim. That's how big the shul was. So how are you going to hear in such a shul? Or they have a grumma microphone or something? How's anyone going to hear the tefillah in such a shul? So they had meinif besudrin. They had people standing on pedestals waving a flag for every amen when you had to answer amen. Apparently from that Gemara you see that you're allowed to answer amen even if you don't hear the bracha, provided that there are 10 people that do hear the bracha and you know exactly when the bracha is being said. So if you're davening at home and there's a minyan going on and it's somewhere else and you know exactly what's happening at that minyan, so you're allowed to answer amen to such brachos. And then he went on to say that the individual who is not in the shul but is aware that the minyan in the shul is now answering Kaddish, Kedusha, or Baruchu, could also respond wherever he is to the Kaddish, Kedusha, or Baruchu. And that's based on the Bir Halacha in Simin Nun Zayin. The Bir Halacha writes in Simin Nun Zayin that a lot of people make a mistake and they think that they can answer Kaddish, Kedusha, Baruch Hu, and Amens when there aren't even a minion of people that heard it. He said a lot of times someone will get an Aliyah, let's say, and he'll say very quietly, Baruch Hu, Es Hashem, HaMavarach, and there aren't 10 people that actually hear his Baruch Hu. The Gabbai, the Balkorei, the Gabbai Sheni, they're the only ones that actually hear the Baruch Hu, but everyone else hears the Gabbai responding, Baruch Hu, and answers along, Baruch Hashem Baruch. Mishmura says that's wrong. That should not happen. When a person gets an aliyah, you have to be loud enough to make sure that at least a minion hears you. But once at least a minion hears you, everyone else who didn't hear you can also answer, Baruch Hashem Baruch. That's what Mishmura writes in Bir Halacha in Siman Nun Zayin. So Rav Shechter at first compared this to that case as well, that here you're davening at home, but you know when they're saying the Baruch Hu, so as long as there's a minion there that's saying the Baruch Hu, so you can say it along with them, and that would not be a problem. The difficulty over here is that it's important to know there is a Gemara in Maseches Brachos of Zayin and Beis going over Daf Ches Amud Aleph, where the Gemara tells us Rabbi Yitzchak said to Rav Nachman, we missed you in Shul yesterday. Why weren't you there? So he said, I couldn't make it. So he says, why didn't you get a minion together in your house? Too much of a hassle to get a minion together in my house. So he says, why don't you tell the Shliach Tzibur that at the time that they're davening that they should let you know so that you'll daven at the same time? So I'm like, my kulei hai. So I'm like, Domrei Yochum, Shomrei Shemini Chai, my dechsiv ani tfilasi lecha Hashem eis ratzon. What does the pasuk mean when it says that ani tfilasi lecha Hashem eis ratzon? Emasai eis ratzon. When's it an eis ratzon? B'sha shat tzibur mispalvin. That even to daven, it's not as good as davening with a minion, but even to daven at the same time that it's tzibur is davening, that is also a maila. So presumably that was part of the assumption over here. This is a great kiyum of davening at the same time that the tzibur is davening, even if you're not actually davening together with the minyan. However, the one assumption that Rav Shechter made, and he later changed his mind after this article was written, that when you are via a live hookup on the internet, it's the same thing as being in a side room and actually hearing or being seeing the minyan, that part he changed his mind on. And he said that does not seem to be the case at all. The idea of davening together at the same time that the tzibur is davening is because when you are in the same city and the tzibur of that city is having a minyan, so when you daven at that same time, you're part of that tzibur. But if you're traveling, you're in the middle of you're in Denver, Colorado, and there happens to be a minyan in Teaneck that's davening. That's davening at the same time as them. There's no maila. It would lechora be much, much better to daven at the same time that the shul in Denver is davening, not at the same time that the shul in Teaneck is davening. That would be participating as part of that tzibur. In fact, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach writes in Mincha Shlomo that if a person is not in shul where the chazan is saying the bracha, and he doesn't hear the Chazan's voice directly, so you should not answer Amen, certainly not Kaddish, Kedusha, or Baruch Hu. The case of that we mentioned from Ibn Arab was you're there, you're just in the side room, but you hear what's going on in the shul. Now, Rav Schechter personally holds that to answer Amen, he thinks you're allowed to via internet hookup, but certainly not to participate in Dvarim Shebekdusha. So one would not be able to answer Baruch Hu, one would not be able to be Yotzei Kriyas HaTorah by a live internet hookup. Just like we would not be able to Yotzei Kriyas HaMegillah or Havdalah or anything else that we would do over a telephone or over an internet hookup. It would not, and certainly would not make you part of the Tzibur, because you're not even there, you're not even in the presence of the Tzibur. So it would seem that the utility of such an internet minion is extraordinarily limited. That what its value would be is if you are in the same city but are unable to make it to shul, that is the best way of timing your tefillah together with the tefillah of the Tzibur, and perhaps Rav Schechter holds it would allow you to answer Amen. It would not allow you to answer anything else, any Dvarim Shebekdusha, and if you're not in town, it doesn't help you at all. So it does. It is something that could be of great value, or of some value, I should say. At least if you're in town and you're not able to get to shul, so what better way to know exactly when the tzibur is davening than to actually see via live hookup when the tzibur is davening? And you're mekayim that gemara in brachas of Zayin and Beis going over to Chesam and Aleph. But short of that, it doesn't. More than that, I should say, it doesn't seem that it's really really fulfilled. It's not going to help the business traveler who's in the middle of nowhere and cannot make a minyan. It's not going to help a person who needs to say Kaddish. It's not going to help a person who needs to be Yotzei with Kriyas HaTorah. There's a question about a Siyum Bechorim on Erev Pesach. If you're traveling Erev Pesach, maybe that you can, because the sense of Simcha that you have when someone is Messiah. So that, I saw someone emailed me last week that Rosh Hashanah Zalman Orbach holds that a person is Yotzei with a Siyum that way. But that's a different Indian. That's not about a Davar Shebekdusha. Okay.